Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset and life design coach, corporate escapee, and coffee lover. And I am literally obsessed with helping you go for your dreams, find fulfillment, and ditch self-doubt so you can create a life that lights you up, your big life. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Create Your Big Life podcast. Now, at the time of recording this episode, we have just over 3 weeks left till the end of 2023, and it just completely even blows my mind to even say that out loud, because this year has gone so fast for me, particularly the last part of the year. And for me, this year has also been a really tumultuous one in a lot of points. There's been a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of up-leveling. There's been a lot of obstacles that I have needed to navigate through both internally and externally. And as a result of it, I really do feel that I have become so much more resilient, so much more focused on my goals, and also really proud of myself for navigating things in the way that I have. And whatever kind of year you have had, I really hope you take the time to look back on your own year as well and feel so proud of all the things that you have gone through, that you have learned, that you have navigated in your own life, and really just take that time to be so proud of yourself. What I wanted to do with this episode is to give you a 3-step game plan to upgrade your life before the end of the year. So like I said, we've got just over 3 weeks left before we hit 2024. And what we can easily end up doing is saying, oh, well, I'll start something next year. Oh, well, I'll properly focus on whatever goal I have next year. And this is something that I am determined not to do in my own life this year. I'm really focused on achieving some specific things before 2024 rolls around and really making the most as well of the next 3 weeks. And so I wanted to give you this game plan so that you can really take this next 3 weeks to focus on setting up some foundations for an amazing 2024 and beyond so that you can end the year with confidence and with a clear vision of where you're heading. So if right now maybe you are feeling a bit stuck or lost or frustrated, or maybe you are craving change and you're really excited to actually start to do something about it, or you really just want to take your life to the next level, maybe things are already good and you just want to see where it can go from here, then this is going to be a simple 3-part strategy for you to implement. And I've purposefully done this podcast now so that you can, if you choose, if you listen to this around the time that I'm recording it, you can choose to take each part and do it over a whole week. So you can take 3 weeks to do the whole 3-part process. And of course, you can go as quickly or as slowly as you like with all of these things. Any of the tools I offer to you, it is up to you how you best want to fit them into your life. And so whenever you listen to this, maybe you're coming to this at another time in your life and you really want to just have some focused energy towards change, then you can implement this in any 3-week time period that you like, of course, in 3 days if you prefer. Again, whatever works for you. So let us dive into the first part without further ado. So the first part is to take some time to reset. This is all about pausing long enough to start to think on your life rather than being swept up in all the things that are going on that are trying to distract you and take away your attention, or just really being so focused on all the things that you have to do. Starting to create some more space in your life to look at things from a different perspective. Now, you can do this in several ways. You could have an intentional practice around journaling each morning for a few minutes for the next 7 days, or you could take a longer period and really dive deep in some journaling here. You can also do some meditation. You can do some decluttering practices. I really do encourage you, though, to write some things down, some reflections on your life. And here are some ideas of what I want you to reflect on. I want you to start to consider what isn't serving you that you need to let go of to really start to create space for the things that you do want to come in 2024 and, of course, in the next few weeks as well. So I want you to consider which habits, which behaviors, maybe people or places or things that need to be released or upgraded in your life so that you can really start to elevate yourself from here on out. Because a big part of upgrading our life is in letting go of the things that are weighing us down. And you'll notice that when you take the time to do this, when you start to really take ownership of the things that you need to release, then you'll find that you have so much more energy. You'll feel so much clearer. You'll feel so much lighter, which is essential for then being able to create something different. So over this first week, if you choose to do each part over a week's period, I want you to take that time to think on your life. Think about what you need to reset. Are there some habits that you have been saying that you're going to nip in the bud for a long time that you really, really know your life would be better if you let them go? And I will do another podcast episode purely on habits at some point very, very soon. But what I want to offer you with habits, because notoriously they can be fairly challenging to change because it is a habit. It is something that we have automated in our behavior. But what I want to offer you just as a little bit of a trick to start to transform your habits is to start to tell yourself the story and embody the person who doesn't have the habit that you are looking to release. So let's say, for example, you wanted to eat less chocolate. Be really, really mindful about how you are identifying yourself in relation to chocolate. Are you telling everyone still that you're a chocoholic and you find it really, really hard to stop eating chocolate and you just absolutely love it so much? Because this is you creating the identity of someone who loves chocolate. And therefore, you're going to find it really hard to release something that you have created so much attachment and pleasure to. So you want to start switching the story in your head of how you describe yourself, of how easy it is for you to go through the day and just focus on eating the healthy foods or the different treats that you want to focus on having instead, whatever it is that works for you. Now, I could talk about habits and how to start changing them for the next hour at least. Like I said, I will come back and do another episode on habits in the future. But for now, I just wanted to leave you with that little tip to be mindful of. So have a think about the things that aren't serving you. What can you start to declutter? What standards do you want to upgrade? Think about all areas of your life. Do some journaling on it each day. You could take a different area of your life each day if you wanted to look at your health, if you wanted to look at your career, your relationships, your hobbies. You could focus on doing some journaling on it for 5 minutes each day. And just think about what's working, what's not, what do you want to let go of, and what standards do you want to start to elevate in each of those areas. This is going to allow you to really reset and move forward into the next part with a clean slate. The second part of your game plan to upgrade your life before 2024 is to realign. This is about coming back to the things that are most important to you in your life. So what I want you to do in this part is to really get clear on what actually is important to you right now. And I encourage you to sit with this question and see what comes up. Because often the things that are most important to us can change depending on the season of life that we're in, depending on our age, depending on what we've been through. And sometimes the things that used to be important to us don't necessarily have as big a feature as they might do in a different phase of our life. Sometimes we're conditioned to think that certain things are important to us. We might be conditioned to think that it's important to have a big house, to go on expensive holidays, or to own a bunch of material things. That when it actually comes down to it, we're like, actually, I don't really care about that. Or actually, that was something that was really important to my parents. Or that's something that I've been told that I should want. This is about coming home to yourself and really allowing yourself to define what is most important to you in your life right now and also what you want to create in your future. So as part of this realign section, I also want you to consider what makes you feel most alive, because this is something that I am so passionate about helping people really create in their life, is a feeling of actually living. And I know it sounds crazy, but how many people do you know who are just sleepwalking their way through life, who are going through the motions, who are just bouncing from one responsibility to another, one job to another, without actually doing the things that they really care about, or without this feeling that they are really making the most of their life? This was how I felt when I was in a career that I had lost passion for, where I felt like I had no space for creativity, where I felt like I was literally waking up, dragging myself out of bed, trying to squeeze in a bunch of things before I went to work, going to work, which was incredibly busy and stressful, never had a lunch break, and then I finished work and I'd rush home to then eat some dinner to get ready for the next day, and it would just continue like that. I'm at the weekend, and often I'd be too tired to even do anything. And it was so heartbreaking to myself because I really felt like I wasn't living my life and I wasn't making the most of it. And I wasn't in touch with the things that actually brought me joy and that created a spark within me. So I want you to spend this second week, if you do each part on a week by week basis, auditing how you are actually spending your day and your weeks, and check, are you prioritizing the things that are most important to you? Are you doing things that are actually allowing you to feel alive? And the answers of what they are going to be different for every single one of us, of course. And that's why I love sharing this happiness playlist exercise with so many of my clients. It's super simple. All you need to do is write a list of all the things that bring you joy, that make you happy, that just allow you to feel alive. Write a big, long list of things. It can be small things, it can be big things. And things that make it onto my list and loads of people that I've taken through this list are things like going for a walk in nature, speaking to a friend, petting a dog, really enjoying a delicious cup of coffee, having a bath, painting nails, going to yoga, reading a book, cooking a delicious meal, and not rushing. And of course, your lists can be completely different to that. But something that often comes up for the people that I guide through this exercise is that they notice that the things that actually bring them joy and make them feel fulfilled are actually often very simple, readily available to them, and often free. Like I said, going for a walk in nature, speaking to a friend, having a bath, painting your own nails. And so the next question that I want you to ask yourself after you've written a list of all the things that bring you joy is, when did you last do these things? Because it's so easy for us to prioritize so many things that we think we have to do or should do or need to do in our life that we often forget to actually prioritize our own happiness, or these things that actually bring us so much joy are so easy to do and so small that we think that we're always going to make time for them. But often with these simple, easy to do things, they're also easy not to do because we get busy, because we have another chore to do, because we tell ourselves that it's not important for us to take that 10 minutes to just enjoy that cup of tea and looking out in nature, to go and really just slow down and have a bath, or to take a bit more time to create a delicious meal. And we get caught up in the hecticness of life. And instead, if we start to be more intentional with cultivating these small moments of enjoyment on a day-to-day basis, all of that starts to build up to a really fulfilling day, which then creates a really fulfilling week and then a really fulfilling year and life and so on. And so in this realign phase, I want you to think about, what are your top priorities in life? What are the things that you value? What do you think is most important to you right now in this phase of your life? What makes you feel alive? What brings you joy? And really start to look at how much time you are prioritizing to those things, and really get honest with yourself. Where are you doing things that you think that you should do or you have to do, or you're just mindlessly doing something like scrolling on social media for too long or getting lost down a Netflix rabbit hole? None of those things are inherently bad, but it's about being more intentional and mindful with our use of them so that we can really start to take back control of our life and cultivate it in a way where we're spending time doing the things that actually light our soul on fire. So the final step in this realign phase is to start to look at how you can say yes to more of what lights you up and no to what doesn't. And this is an ongoing process as well of continuing to check in, continuing to course correct, continuing to remind yourself of the things that are most important to you and the things that make you happy. But I really want you in the second part of this game plan to spend a whole week dedicated to auditing your time and focusing on how you can start to realign your life with what's most important to you. And then the last part in this three-step game plan to upgrade your life before 2024 is all about reimagining your future. So you'll notice that we've spent some time looking in the past, then the present, and now we're starting to head towards the future. So I want you to consider, what would you love your life to look like and feel like 12 months from now? Fast forward to the end of 2024. What do you want to look back and be so proud of yourself for achieving? How do you want to have spent your time? Who do you want to have been? What do you want to have learned? What kind of experiences do you want to have? Take a snapshot in time in 12 months and write down your daily life in vivid detail. So write it in the present tense, a perfect day. And let's pick a Wednesday because it's easy to have a great day at the weekend, for example, when you can do whatever you want if you're not working. But I want you to think about a perfect Wednesday when you are actually working. What kind of work are you doing? Are you in a year's time running your own business, or are you in a dream job, or are you in a different role in the current career that you're in? How are you spending your time on a day-to-day basis? Who are you hanging out with? What habits do you have now? How are you showing up? These are the kind of things that I want you to get super clear on so that you can construct a perfect day in the present tense. Really reimagine where you want to be 12 months from now and allow yourself to go wild on this. Imagine you've spent 12 months working on yourself, working on your mindset, taking courageous actions. Where would you love to be in 12 months' time? And from there, I want you to set 3 goals that you can focus on in the next 12 months to start to take you towards that reimagined future. So that picture of your life, I want it to be vivid and descriptive and to evoke a feeling in you. And then these 3 goals, I want them to be tangible and specific, that you know if you achieve those in the next 12 months, they are going to help you create that life that you are just reimagining. And because this is a 3-step game plan to upgrade your life before 2024, I want you to think about one action that you can take in the week that you focus on this reimagine phase to propel you towards that new future. One simple action. Don't overcomplicate it. Just think about any step that would start you on that journey. Because this is the thing about transformation. Yes, it can sometimes happen from big leaps, but most often it happens from lots of small steps, lots of working on yourself, tweaking those habits, taking a bold action, putting yourself out there, trying something out, going and experiencing something different. And all of those small steps start to build towards a different future. So let's do a recap of everything that we've covered. In this game plan to upgrade your life, we've broken it down into 3 parts. And I've suggested that maybe you want to focus on a whole week for each part. And I want you to focus on journaling and also taking action on what you uncover. In this first phase, reset, it's about pausing and taking the time to think on your life, to think about things that aren't serving you that you need to let go of to create space for something new. So decide what is the one key thing that you are going to intentionally start to release from your life. Is it a habit? Is it a thing? Is it decluttering your environment? Is it a thought that you keep thinking that just needs to go so that you can start to elevate your standards and your behaviors and create space for the new future that you're creating? Then the second part, realign, was about looking at what's most important to you in your life and what makes you feel most alive. So again, do some journaling around this. Do some journaling around what your values are, what makes you fulfilled. Write your happiness playlist. Get clear about when you last did each of those things. And then look at how you can start to realign your present to do more of the things that you say are most important to you. Where can you start to create more space and time by saying yes to more of these things and no to the things that aren't serving you so that you can start to realign your life with those things that bring you joy and fulfillment? And then the third part was all about the future, reimagining what you want your life to look like in 12 months' time, getting clear about that perfect day in 12 months' time, and then crucially, thinking about what goals would help you get there and what action can you start to take right now. So these phases, reset, realign, and reimagine, are going to help you set the foundations for you to start taking action on creating your big life. The key to then achieving it and maintaining that momentum is always found in doing work on your inner world, your mindset, your beliefs, your identity, and taking courageous action and being consistent with all of those steps, continuing to do that self-discovery work and continuing to actually take action on what you uncover. Remember, deep clarity comes from actually taking action and getting feedback on whether something worked for you or whether it didn't. So make sure you let me know if you are going to give this 3-part game plan a go. Take a screenshot of this episode, tag me on your Instagram stories at Kathy J. Morton. I'd love to hear that you're putting this into action. Like I said, I am working on some big goals before the end of this year. And if you are ready to set yourself up for an epic 2024, these 3 steps are going to give you an amazing foundation. So have fun with it and I'll look forward to speaking to you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode. If you would love to go even deeper and you're so ready to take action on creating your big life and become the most fulfilled and lit up version of you, then I would love for you to join me inside my coaching program, Big Life Roadmap, so I can support you in making that life you've been dreaming of a reality. DM me Roadmap on Instagram at Kathy J. Morton for all the details, or check out the link in the show notes below. It's time to create your big life.